From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Countries around the world are interpreting new U.S. flight security rules in a variety of ways. The U.S. has demanded increased screening for U.S.-bound air passengers flying from 14 countries, and it's requesting more security elsewhere. Larry Miller has more from London.
A security official in Spain said U.S.-bound passengers from countries on the new watch list are not being singled out for body frisks. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said body scanners will be introduced as soon as possible at London's Heathrow Airport. But a government spokesman said the U.K. is still trying to figure out the practical implications of the new U.S. rules. Pakistan, which is among the countries singled out by the U.S., said it's intensifying checks, even though there are no direct flights to the states. Australia's transport ministry insisted all passengers flying to the U.S. will be patted down and have their cabin baggage searched. At Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport, officials refused to discuss security. Ben-Gurion is already considered to have one of the world's most stringent security regimes. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Forecasters say the cold air that has settled over much of the country is not going away soon. The National Weather Service says an Arctic high pressure system will keep temperatures well below normal through much of the week. Bob Orovec is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
There's much below zero temperatures this morning across parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and parts of the Dakotas, but generally the temperatures are below average across a good two-thirds of the United States.
Temperatures in parts of Florida were in the 20s early this morning. Police say bad weather is hampering efforts to rescue three people believed to be buried under the snow in the Swiss Alps. The skiers were caught in one of a series of avalanches that killed at least five people and injured several more yesterday. Lisa Schlein has this report from Geneva.
Swiss rescue teams were forced to call off the search as night fell on Sunday. Police say rescue efforts are on hold until weather conditions improve. This is one of the worst accidents of its kind in recent years. Among those killed are two ski mountaineers and a doctor involved in the search and rescue operation. They were trapped in a second avalanche that occurred shortly after they arrived on the scene. The Swiss Air Rescue Service says this is the first time in its history that a team member has died trying to free people from an avalanche. Dozens of other rescuers and dogs were flown to the site. They reportedly dug eight people out of the snow. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Wall Street in early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 144 points at 10,572. The NASDAQ Composite is up 39 at 2308. The S&P 500 up 16. This is NPR News. The Justice Department's Inspector General finds major failings in the U.S. Marshals Program to protect judges and prosecutors. The report says threats against judges and prosecutors have more than doubled since 2003. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
Judicial security became a front-burner issue in 2005 when a man shot and killed a judge in an Atlanta courtroom. That same year, a judge's family was killed in Chicago. Congress had hearings, and the Marshals Service ramped up its judicial security program. The Marshals trumpeted a new 24/7 threat monitoring center. But this new report says there are still serious gaps. Part of the problem is that prosecutors and judges don't report all of the threats against them. When they do, the Marshals Service may take days to follow up. Then this report says the Marshals may not provide enough protection. The Inspector General also found that the Marshals don't coordinate with other law enforcement agencies enough. The report recommends 14 solutions, and the Marshals said they agree with all of them and have begun making changes. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The Commerce Department says construction spending fell in November to its lowest level in more than 6 years. The drop of 0.6% reflected lower spending on public projects and a sharp drop in private home building. The Institute for Supply Management reports today something different regarding manufacturing. That sector grew last month for the fifth month in a row. The manufacturing index posted its highest number since April of 2006, with new orders and production up. General Motors says its sales in China surged last year. GM says its own sales and those of its local partners were up 67% from 2008. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.